Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hey! I thought you wanted to come back till Monday.
The camp ended a few days early.
Why?
Well, there was an incident.
What happened?
I punched Mickey Mantle in the mouth.
Inside part of the plate is mine, Jerry.
1207, Cellini D'Amino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. What is the best sports fight of all time, real or fiction? The X-Platform question of the day is all brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casinos and Resorts. 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Wade Ford, a Wade Ford Atlantis Ford dealer. You'll discover great prices, fixable finance options, and our top trade-in values, and even more mobile service. Speaking of Fords, D'Amino, you were telling me about this new Mustang S650 that is coming out this year. Yeah. And it's rather incredible.
There's a new one.
Did you just tell me my friends at Marietta Toyota actually have one?
It looked like a 24 Mustang with 1,300 miles on it is on the used car lot there.
So I know somebody
who's nuts, true.
Yeah, I know somebody who works for the Ford company. He's the archivist. He's the head archivist. He used to do it for Coca-Cola. He helped. Do you remember the name Glenn Serra from the Braves?
Yes.
So he helped put the Braves museum together. Like, this is what he does. He collects things and he makes sure that the company. So he did it for Coca-Cola, he does it for Ford. He told me about this thing coming out. Do you know what they did in back-to-back years? It's the 60th anniversary, of the Mustang. Do you know the next year they had the first Bronco?
The very next year?
Yeah. That's a hell of a one-two punch. Yeah, it's a hell of a one-two punch.
I like the new Ford Broncos that are out as well. They are rather impressive. Michael Harris does a lot of work. Used to be Dansby. Now it's Michael Harris. You hear it all the time, those commercials during Atlanta Braves Today.
That's
7:45.
What's that?
Weekdays during the locker room here on the Fan.
Thank you.
I think I'm digging the 6-10.
Oh, that's a back-to-back home run type year. If you go Mustang Bronco, that's a good 2-year run in terms of introducing new cars.
That'll put you back on the map. Attention, avid golfers. You want to get on the map and escape the mundane and experience the incredible beauty of Atlanta National Golf Club. You get that chance. Pete Dye's only Metro Atlanta course, fully renovated clubhouse, new restaurant, cutting-edge golf simulators, a brand-new fitness studio, and new event spaces. They've got it all, and you can check it out at the complimentary membership open house April the 20th, which is this weekend from 11 to 3. Visit AtlantaNationalGolfClub.com to RSVP and come join us for an unforgettable day at the club. Is help on the way for Kirby Smart? That story in less than 5 minutes.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. Or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
Before we get to that, you mentioned it moments ago, D'Amino, the story leaking out. Should it come down to the 80 haves and have-nots, which would be everybody else outside of the 80 in college football, give us some of the teams that would be in and out from this leaked list.
This would be the South. Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt gets to stay in. I think some Georgia Tech people might not. At 80, I don't think you were worried. At 40, you could be worried. But
that's
you're
a
in
mild
this list.
Surprise.
Yeah.
With Vanderbilt.
Under league division, this is the others. Boise State, James Madison, Liberty, Miami of Ohio, New Mexico State, Toledo, Troy, Tulane, UNLV, UTSA.
Texas, San Antonio?
I don't know. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
UTSA. Okay. So, where else would you like to know? You're from the Midwest. Would you like to hear the Midwest?
Yeah, who's in and out in the Midwest?
Cincinnati, Illinois, Indiana.
They're in.
Yep. Louisville, Michigan, Michigan State, Missouri, Northwestern, Ohio State, Purdue. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm saying this in advance. This could all be a gotcha. This could all be fake. This could all be one of 10 lists that, if it's real, that they were putting out in terms of combos. This is the one that got leaked. And this is a real company who is supposedly working with college football to fix some stuff.
So that's interesting. But like you said, if it gets cut down to 40, some of those teams are not going to be there.
Here's the Northeast. Here's where it gets interesting. Boston College, Maryland, Notre Dame, Penn State, Pittsburgh, Rutgers, Syracuse, Virginia, Virginia Tech, West Virginia. They ain't all staying if it's 40. And a Southwest, by the way, in case you're wondering, we're going back to a Southwest thing. Arkansas, Baylor, Houston, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, SMU, TCU, Texas, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech. You get all the Texas schools and the Oklahoma schools now back in a division. Now, you know my idea. I want to do 40, but I also, every 2 years, we're changing up the divisions.
And regulation, right? If a team isn't producing, a school isn't producing, yes, much like soccer, they're out and another team that is producing is in.
If you finish last in the division 2 years in a row, whatever division you're in, you get out, somebody else comes in. And then you have to wait your turn to get back in. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting. And that's a huge college football story that I think is going to go under the radar until you hear that there are people trying to figure out what they truly want to propose to the people in charge of college football. This is a group that's trying to make a proposal to them.
Do you think it'll be similar to college playoff expansion? It'll expand slowly, only in this case it'll go in the other direction. It'll shrink slowly.
Well, initially
you'll have 80, then it'll shrink to 40.
No, see, I think I've got to go into the TV contract. I don't even want the lessers. You could tell me, well, that market is this size. No one cares. No one cares. No one cares. Who wants Boston?
Because nobody cares up in Boston about Boston College.
Right.
Nobody cares in the New York footprint, for the most part, about Rutgers.
Syracuse. Why am I including you? Oh, it's a big market. Eh. Unless you're showing me the TV. Look, why is Rutgers in the Big Ten? Why is Maryland in the Big Ten? They wanted that part of the country. Just like the ACC went from Miami up to Boston College, let's get more. Not in this world. This world is going to be enough money. I don't have to let the others play with us anymore. We got nicer toys. We do this bigger.
Well, we've got that big dome at Syracuse.
Right, right. No one cares.
We're building a whole new campus at Northwestern.
Don't care.
Why don't you care about us?
But we're so close to Chicago. Prove to me that you're bringing money to the table. Not just because of your location, but you as a football program, are you bringing money to the table?
For those that don't know, Northwestern is going to build a new stadium, but in the meantime, they're going to have to turn it's a very fancy practice facility on the lake, but they're going to have to turn that into a stadium that's going to seat about 14,000. And it's going to be great there, right on the lake
perfect.
Once like November rolls around.
Yeah, yeah. Play that one game December 1st. You know that last game of the year?
Yeah.
That bleeds into December?
Let me tell you something. There's nothing like playing a game in the winter on one of those great lakes. Nothing like it. Anybody's been to Soldier Field or the old Cleveland Stadium, there's nothing quite like that swirling wind and it being about 20 degrees colder inside of the stadium than it is outside of the stadium. Fans love that stuff.
Do you know the expression? Here's how cold and here's how wind whipping it can get. You know the expression? You can hear it. It's howling.
Ooh.
That's actual audio from a cold, cold day trying to play sport. There it is again.
There's nothing like standing on that field or sitting in the stands, and by midway through the second quarter, you can no longer feel your toes or your fingers.
Well, we found out in Kansas City that's really bad. You could lose said toes and fingers. And did somebody... Nobody's claiming they lost their weebie, right?
I didn't think so. I would have remembered seeing that story.
Here's what I would do the next time it's that cold and you want to be a big shot and go to a game. Make sure you stuff a couple of socks around your weebie. I mean, put gloves on, too. Put a couple of pairs of socks on
your
feet.
You want to be like Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Put a sock over it?
When I'm hearing that appendages are getting cut off, yes. Now, me personally, I'm not going.
Right.
If I was thinking about going, all I need to think about is somebody now with 8 fingers. Came into the world with 10, now have 8 because they went to a football game.
There's no reason to go any longer.
I agree.
With the blackout rules no longer existing, there's absolutely no reason to freeze. You know the game's going to be on TV no matter what. We also know that Georgia lost one running back, Andrew Paul, but when the fall session begins, 24 signees Nate Frazier and Dwight Phillips Jr. are coming. Frazier was the number 2 ranked running back in the previous cycle. Oh. Phillips, one of the fastest players in the class. So this is what happens at Georgia. You lose a guy, but the turnover, it's almost like an assembly line. Mm-hmm. All right, next.
Yeah, we're changing the model a little bit. Now the headlights, we're gonna bring them a little closer together. That's what they do. We got the same car. Got a really good engine. What we're going to do is you see those rear views? Let's just change them a little bit. That's what's happening.
You just don't know about these guys.
They upgrade a little bit is what.
Yet.
Yeah, right. That's exactly it. You'd like to think you're upgrading. You're at least maintaining with a possibility of upgrading.
And one of these days when we sit down with Kirby, we'll actually ask him football-related questions.
Yeah. Oh, this other stuff is fascinating.
It is.
Hey, Kirby, did you see this list that leaked of 80?
I think you're right. I think he gets a kick out of us because we don't ask him standard questions. It's like the last thing we ask him.
Kirby, I heard you might be losing Brock Bowers. What are you going to do with tight end?
How's Oscar Delp looking? Heard he's fast.
Yeah.
He knows
this conversation's over.
He's not getting that from us. We're either too smart or too stupid to actually play the way we should. Do you see what's going on in Colorado?
Yes, I know that the former number one overall corner in the class of 23, Cormani McClain, is leaving. And you've got the Sanders children issuing warnings as far as people leaving. Come talk to us before you go.
No, they're open for business. There's supposedly nine guys who might be transferring out or in the transfer.
Well, they're also talking to the players that are thinking about leaving. Shador and the other Sanders kid, they're both saying, talk to us first. This isn't last chance you.
Defense transfers DM me. Offense transfers DM Shador Sanders. Yeah. That's Shiloh Sanders. They're actually going out to the world.
I thought he was talking about the people that are leaving Colorado.
No.
But apparently they don't care, huh?
No, they're like...
I misunderstood it.
Look at this.
That's
this
good.
This is social media recruiting.
What you want is turnover like this. That'll work out just fine.
Oh, and you want to tell the NFL that these six teams, we know you're better than everybody else. That's great to have people come and look at your players.
This is going down the road of being an unmitigated disaster. That's what it's going down the road. And last year was an unmitigated disaster.
I don't know if we have time now. Maybe in the next segment before we get out of here. You know, everybody, you know, I guess there's the last round of mock drafts are going to come out, right? The last round is coming out. I thought you should have taken this week off.
Mock.
I think if you're a decent mock person, if you understand sort of the intricacies of the mock.
The mock is 8 days away.
You take this week off.
You shut it down for the weekend. Like right. I said, you go into the bunker one final time. Out with one final mock.
Right, and then you come out and you claim you've spoken to GMs and people that you trust and blah, blah, blah. But I think this week it should almost be a, what do they call it, a dead week?
Right? A dead period?
When you can't talk to somebody, it's a dead period.
Mockologists.
If you're a true mock person, you should not have a mock out this week.
Should be mocking anyone this week.
Mock nothing. I have a take on the mock draft for the Atlanta Falcons in particular. And I'm not telling you who they're going to draft, but I call it the math draft.
I like it. We'll go inside the NFL in the red zone when we come back.
Math draft.
In the meantime, Omar Ballo was a four-star top 100 recruit in the class of 2019 behind the Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, and James Wiseman. He went to Gonzaga, redshirted his freshman year. Tommy Lloyd left Gonzaga to take the Arizona job. Ballo followed, and now he is going to transfer to Indiana. And apparently, to go to Indiana, he's got a deal, an NIL deal, for $1.2 million. And it looks like Mike Woodson and company, they are paying players left and right to come to Indiana, similar to what Ohio State football is doing, because it's do or die for Mike Woodson, could be do or die for Ryan Day at Ohio State.
So it's $34 million, allegedly, is the price tag for coaching staff and for players. Ohio State's in for $34 million this year. That looks like the number. Somebody superimposed, what do they call it, Photoshop. Did you see the picture of Mike Woodson in Photoshop? He's got sunglasses on. He's like got a chain. He's like, hey man, we are now back in the basketball business.
Yeah, it's not an exaggeration.
It looks like a still from a rap video where Mike Woodson is now telling you, hey, we're good. We got money.
Yeah, speaking of the state of Indiana, Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin said that Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever jersey sold more on draft night than any player in any sport in the company's history, including the NFL. So she's setting more records now off to the WNBA.
She's going to be part of my dump. I've got a question for you that needs to be. It sounds so terrible when I...
Stuff you don't get to over the course of the show. It's the dump at the end of the show.
I'm going to propose something that I believe I know is as factually accurate as it can be coming from a guy who works on an AM radio station.
We have an app and we have an FM signal as well.
There are days that
I feel
I feel good about myself. There are days not so much. Today's
also,
one of those days. I'm not self-loathing.
I got you.
We leave that to that side of the room.
Right.
But I'm not feeling as good about myself as I normally do.
Also, the 24 WNBA draft drew 2.4 million viewers, a 300% increase over last year, larger than even the 23 WNBA finals, which only averaged 728,000. Viewers. So now you've got WNBA players. I guess it's on campus to a certain extent, but the new breed coming in from college, they want the same revenue, the same slice of the revenue pie that NBA players want. So there doesn't hurt to ask, I guess.
Yeah. Remember, be careful. Still a voluntary endeavor.
I understand.
At some point, somebody might say, oh, it's not good enough for you. Go find another job.
When we come back, speaking of jobs, how Bill Belichick, apparently the day that the Falcons announced Raheem Morris was getting the job, he thought he was getting the Falcons job. ESPN does a huge piece talking about Robert Kraft, maybe, big picture, doing the city of Atlanta a favor.
May I tease?
Yeah.
Is there a chance Robert Kraft side-mouthed Bill Belichick?
And again, helped the city of Atlanta big picture.
We're in the people business, right?
Yeah.
Say hello to Robert Hatch.
Hello, Robert Hatch.
He's a P1. And we still call him P1s now?
We're doing shout-outs to listeners, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Just say hello to him. I promise it's worth it.
Robert Hatch, hello.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. When we come back, you'll listen to us, Robert Hatch, and everybody else.
Shout-out to you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Shout-out to you, Bob Hatch.
Into the red zone we drive next. Chiellini, Domino, it's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
It's John Lee, the current champ.
He's never been defeated. He killed a guy during the last Kumite.
Yep, kicked the poor bastard right in the throat. John Lee stood there and watched him die.
Man, that is mean. 1229, Chiellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, taking you up to the Ford Leadoff Show at 1255 as the Braves go for the sweep in Houston. Max Fried on the hill, 210 first pitch.
I'm happy to be getting out of here early.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
What's that?
You're part of the Ford Leadoff Show.
Not on, what's today, Wednesday? Not on Wednesdays, I'm not. It's in my contract.
I did not know that. Orlando Arcia cracked a home run last night. Remember, whenever the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round trip or discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires. The next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger discount is.
50% off, that kind of stuff.
It could be, Buck. I don't know. You'll have to go to tirediscounters.com/Braves. I don't have all the options.
I think that would make him a bad partner. He's asking a question you don't know the answer to.
Yeah, I got to go read the contract again.
Maybe you do, Buck.
But
maybe
do that on your own time, on your own show.
Or maybe you just
screwed up the best point man in the business.
Maybe you just go to the website. I don't know.
Dadgummit, DT.
The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Wade Ford, yeah. Always blame the guys on the other side of the glass. It works for me.
Do you know that...
They push the buttons. I'm just here talking, man.
I had somebody ask me yesterday...
There goes the perfect show.
...about how you were trying to scold me about not dealing with those guys correctly when I said, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because the fact that I called you out,
mm-hmm.
and you almost wanted to say, no, I don't really do that. But of course you do.
I'm just trying to make them better. That's all. I'm coaching them up.
Tough love. No.
Hey, by the way,
there's different ways to coach. I'm like Bob Knight.
I hit
people with chairs.
I read your text. You are not in the pay it forward part of your career.
Not yet.
You're in the tear it down part of your career still. By the way, I answered one of your texts yesterday, didn't I?
You did, which... kind of was a mild surprise.
Well, tell everybody the subject was your son.
Yeah. My son last night was floating in the pool, and via the Fan app, driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming, it's free. You can listen to Braves baseball. Everybody
can I read
out there.
Can I? Because this is maybe.
Yeah, this was true. This is actually true.
This is one of three texts that you send me that I can actually read into this microphone.
Yeah.
My kid is listening to the Braves and floating in the pool. I remember when I used to do that at 15. My response to you was, I was too busy having the butler draw me a bath. You know, why are you letting him get away with this?
What else is he supposed to do?
I don't know.
He did his homework. He did well on a test.
Okay, not in front of you, though. Watch this, Dad. I'm going to go float in a pool. I'm 15. I'm going to listen to the Braves game. I'm sure there's some other work he could be doing.
It's not like he was vaping. I mean, he was just floating in the pool, relaxing a little
bit. And they have finals coming up. Couldn't he be studying?
Yeah, well, about a month from now. We'll cross that. Listen, it's day by day.
Okay.
When it comes to, if you have a teenager, you know. It's like that Godspell song, day by day.
We had to go across
day by day.
We had to go across the street to the above ground 4-foot pool. That's what we had to do. It wasn't mine. We had to go to the neighbors.
We had a city pool. There were a series of city pools yeah. where the older guys would literally, they would hold you underwater so long that you thought you were going to drown. When Paulie Mez, when he jumped in the pool, everybody got out of the pool.
Because he
would hold you underwater till you thought you were going to meet your maker. I'm not exaggerating.
So he's the adult version of the high school kid who shoves you into a locker.
Yes.
You got to let that go. You can't be that guy forever. It's not cute. It's not funny.
I don't know if he's
let that go.
Yeah, I don't know if he's that guy anymore. But the NHL itself.
I don't know if he's still with us. My guess is he's not still with us.
No, I think he's still with us, and he's very successful.
Oh. Well, you know what he learned? He learned how to keep the thumb down on the employees. I'm going to take all the money.
He was very smart, and he was also, I remember one time, a couple of kids in the neighborhood had weights in their basement, and he put like 225 on. He was a big guy.
Yeah.
He goes, man, he like pretended like it was pinned against his chest. He goes, man, this is tough. I remember when I used to do it like this, and he just started ripping off reps. So, again, memories. Anyway, the memories in the NHL could become a reality once again, according to the NHL. We'll get to that before we get out of here in about 15 minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
All right, let's start with this ESPN.com article, which takes you inside Bill Belichick's failed job hunt. Voted off the island is the title of the article. Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler. Three people put this article together. How Bill Belichick, the day that they hired the Falcons, Raheem Morris, to become the coach on January the 25th. Belichick believed the job was his. Robert Kraft apparently pulled Arthur Blank aside and said, hey, this Belichick, the side mouth, your tease to pay off on it, what you said earlier. This Belichick is not a guy you can trust. Don't expect to have any warm conversations with this guy. He's not a team player. And at that point, Arthur Blank said, maybe Bill Belichick isn't the guy for the job.
Now, somebody on that side is already saying that's not true. As a matter of fact, Robert Kraft was pushing for Bill Belichick to get a job. I don't care how much is true, and I don't care how much is false. I don't care if it's
a long article, man.
It is.
Very, very long.
That's what happens when you get three guys together trying to. Basically, the gist of it is he thought he had it. It looked like it was going to be his, but somebody, now they're saying Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank, don't do it. Now, Robert Kraft is allowed to say that, by the way. I'd like him to say it publicly. You know, you can have a conversation with a guy that you're friends with and say, this is not like the official, we're calling your, what do they call it, references. He's allowed to tell Arthur Blank, hey, ask me any questions you have, and I'll tell you what I think. That's what friends are supposed to be for.
And I guess
supposed to tell you the truth.
And I guess the people in the room, maybe they had their own agenda. His top lieutenants, they are called in this article, did not even have Bill Belichick in their top three.
Right.
As far as the next guy to become the head coach of the Falcons.
Remember when all this happened? What did I tell you?
People are going to try to save themselves.
No doubt. And what else did I tell you? I did not hear Robert Kraft's name. I heard that there was somebody who said, hey, he doesn't even know he's lying to you when he says he's going to cooperate and everything's going to be different and we're going to do this and we're going to collaborate and we're going to make sure that it's not me and you, it's us. I was told that they were told he doesn't even know he can't do any of those things he's telling you he can do. So if you think you're getting a different version of Bill Belichick, there isn't one that exists. And he's not going to be poof appearing when he stops in Flowery Branch. Everything you know about him. He needs control. Can't do this. Weight room? That's not for you people. That's for my guys. Everything he tells you, he can't be that guy. I was told, and I said on the air, that I was told that somebody said, make sure you understand that no matter what he's telling you, he might not even be trying to lie. He's not capable of being that guy.
Those Monday meetings with Bill Belichick, maybe, just maybe, the first couple of games that will happen. By midseason, those meetings, he's not going to be there. He will not be a part of those Monday meetings. He's not doing it. He's not wired that way.
Can you imagine? Hey, everybody, write down your top three, and Belichick's not in the top three. Think about that.
Look, I think in retrospect, Robert Kraft, if this story is true, did the city of Atlanta a favor.
I think so, too. And there's a reason. Look, I'm not comparing Trevor Bauer and Bill Belichick, but if somebody wants to hire you, they'll hire you. And Bill Belichick, by the way, is certainly much better than Trevor Bauer's ever been. It's been 4 years, though. I think the pitch was, this is the newer, older, kinder, gentler version of Bill Belichick, the cooperation guy. I was told that they were told, that guy doesn't exist.
And they also talk about another team in the NFC South in this article on ESPN.com. Before he signed his two-year deal, I guess Carolina looked into the possibility of Bill Belichick leaving the Patriots. But Carolina decided to pass, yep. And Belichick probably thought it wasn't a good fit either, because David Tepper often sifts through data to critique, the article says, his coach's play calling. Oh, Belichick would love that. Any coach would love that. Some owner coming down saying you need to do this, that, and the other, like the Bidwills apparently do with the Cardinals.
I don't care how much money you have. This is Bill Belichick in his head. This is Bill Belichick's head. This is the thought balloon. I don't care how much money you have. If you ever come in this office again, I will do very bad things to you. In his head. Now, you can't say that when the guy's your boss, but don't get in that relationship. I honestly believe that Bill Belichick could have worked with Arthur Blank. I do. It's everything else in the building. It's everything else in the building that this guy was not going to be able to... How old is he?
Belichick?
Yeah.
Was he 70-something?
Okay. Do you think... I know that you can learn new tricks. Do you think Bill Belichick, even if he comes in and looks you in the eye and says, no, the building, it's everybody's. There's no my part of the building, your part of the building. We're all in this together. If he said that, could you believe him?
No.
Knowing, me neither.
And I'm going to say this.
I think they had to be reminded of that.
I'm sorry if I'm being a jerk. I'm going to say this. Without Tom Brady, he's a loser. That's what he is. Look at his record without Tom Brady. Two winning seasons without Tom Brady.
He's a loser. I know, but...
You want him making personnel decisions? He's a loser at that as well. The numbers, the choices, the records, everything speaks for itself. And he's old.
It's 4 years since
thanks,
he's actually...
Thanks, but no thanks.
Since he's bit from the good apple. I don't need a 70-year-old version of that trying to get right. I don't have the time for that. I don't have the patience for that. Which is funny because he's the greatest to ever do it. You're selling short the idea, though, of defensively what they did, how they were prepared to play.
Okay.
I know that... No. I know you
know
that.
That's nice.
You
can be a coordinator, then. You can coordinate my defense. Because you're not in charge of anything.
I know you know that. He made the wrong choice.
He took Mac Jones.
He made the wrong choice.
Look at his draft choices.
Ego probably as much as anything got in the way at that point. And that's why the 70-year-old version of him coming, I'm not that guy anymore. Like, if you're going to tell me that, I might need to be reminded he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that gear in him. He doesn't have that card to play.
I think a major bullet was dodged. And if this is true, thank you. Thank you, Robert Kraft. That's what the city of Atlanta should say.
Or the person. I can't get... But I was told it was another person.
So
never told it was Robert Kraft.
Bobby Slowick was in the list, along with Raheem Morris. And the guy that ended up leaving the Ravens to take the job in Seattle. Those were the top three choices when you go back to the lieutenants.
Whatever you do, not Belichick.
Yeah, because...
I won't write Belichick. You don't write Belichick. Okay, Jim, you don't write Belichick. Sally, do not write Bill Belichick.
Maybe that's the way it went. I don't know.
Do you want to know what the Commanders are doing?
Yeah.
They are hosting. Listen to this. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix. They're all coming in together with a group of other guys. Are they going to play The Bachelor? Are they going to take them all to dinner and see how they all react to this?
It is really, really strange.
Tonight and tomorrow.
We know publicly this is happening.
There are two sources that now have said they're part of a much larger group of prospects coming, but they're all going to be in there together.
Is somebody going to get a rose?
I don't know.
From Dan Quinn?
I kind of love it. Hey, how you doing, Drake? Hey, how you doing?
So it's just one final get-together.
I think so.
You know what you're going to do. It's just one final go-around.
You got that right, Chris.
I think Jaden Daniels gets that rose. Now, what about hockey coming back to town? Bill Daly is the NHL's deputy commissioner. He says he talked to the AJC. When you talk about Atlanta, we've had multiple expressions of interest, and you're probably aware of some and not aware of others. He said they were all good, and he believes the NHL can be successful in Atlanta, or he amended the statement, the Atlanta area.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
But nothing's guaranteed. You know, the Forsyth project hit a snag in March. The county commissioners approved to give $225 million. The original plan was $390 million. And you had one guy step out of that circle as a result. So this is the kind of red tape that you're dealing with.
There are layers. But
it's nice to have a rendition of something, like you said. This is what the arena is going to look like. This is what the ballpark is going to look like. But the reality is, until the park is built...
Yeah.
You have that ceremonial shovel going into the groundbreaking ceremony. Nothing is official.
With enough money in a bank account to pay for it. Oh, look at those buildings. Look how much glass. It's curved glass. It's so pretty. Okay, when's it getting built? I don't know. We're hoping. That's not a real thing. Hope is not a real thing when you're talking about billions of dollars worth of real estate and pro pro sports franchise.
But if the arena is actually built, obviously.
Somebody's getting an okey-doke.
Yes. Yeah. So somebody from the NHL is telling somebody here, if you do this, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, and
you're not just building that arena for the ice capades.
And none of those other guys who used to own that team in Atlanta are part of this, right? I'm going to need to see a list. That's also part of it. They can't have old ownership involved at all.
You can't
We love hockey.
Let me tell you something. If you're one of those guys, the Atlanta Spirit LLC, you can't even buy season tickets. You can't buy a pass for one night. You can't go on the secondary market. You are not welcome to cross the threshold of that arena.
You know what I'm going to do?
You're not welcome here.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a pin on the map where the thing was located. I'm going to draw a circle 50 miles around. You can't even come within 50 miles of this building.
Remember in the Old West, those posters, Wanted Dead or Alive? Yeah. You'll have posters with those guys in their faces. Do not let this person on the lot,
if you're newer,
as you see in some of the Hollywood sets.
If you're newer to Atlanta, you got to understand, both the NBA and the NHL called this group up to their offices, clunked their heads, and said, if I have to see you again, I'll make sure you have to sell these teams. That's the type of ownership you had. They own two franchises here in town.
One of these days...
I know.
The story needs to be told. One of these days. You were a lot closer to it than I, but I had a chance to get a taste of what it was like behind the scenes. And I got to tell you something. It's surreal, the stories that could be told. But the reason nobody's telling the stories publicly, everything's off the record, is we know how litigious the Atlanta Spirit LLC can be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not going to mention any specific names.
Is that still a thing, the Atlanta Spirit LLC? Did that not dissolve?
Yeah, I think it sort of did. I don't know if anything is still off the record.
Taken behind the building and shot.
Now, Adam, are you asking that if something is now gone and doesn't exist? Like, supposedly O.J. Simpson, allegedly, had family and friends or wherever sign an NDA. But when he dies, is there still an NDA in play?
Are you
asking the same thing about the LLC?
I guess it would just be the individuals that would come after you at that point. Yeah.
One or two individuals would definitely.
Yeah, and I know probably
definitely come after
us.
So there's no reason to tell that to
them. And they have enough money to probably throw it at really good lawyers and we would lose.
All right, it's time to end the program early, so it's time for your dump.
How much time do we have?
We have about 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Three and a half minutes.
Do we need anything? No sound, but we're good. All right. I read a very funny piece about Caitlin Clark is going to have to try out for the U.S. women's Olympic basketball team, just like everybody else. That's hilarious. What are the odds that NBC or anybody doesn't say, well, that's not really what's happening? She's going to be on the U.S. Olympic team, right? And by the way, it's only a 12-person team. There's a lot of big talent in WNBA.
Why would you even say that?
Because they had to say, no, she's not just getting on the team. She's got to go try out like everybody else. Okay.
Like even the year.
What are the odds that even if she's the 40th best player at that camp, she's not on the Olympics team?
Even the year of the original Dream Team, Christian Laettner wasn't going to play, but he was the college player of the year, so he was on that team. So by proxy, yes, Caitlin Clark is going to be on the team one way or another. Not to say she's not going to play at all, but she deserves to be on that team.
I'm saying she's good enough. My point is, what's her trial compared to everybody else? Because the numbers would tell you, even the draft, she's got to be on that team. And NBC's paid a lot of money for the Olympics. They have a sport that probably wasn't even going to be on in primetime that they put on in primetime. Here's the other one. I'll do this more tomorrow, but it's not a mock draft. It's a math draft. See if you can follow me here. The Atlanta Falcons pick 8th.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the math of it. Do you think 4 quarterbacks will be taken before they pick?
Yes.
Okay. So now you've got to do the math of how far back can you go and still get. What if there are 7 players on the board? 2 rush guys, 2 receivers, 2 corners, let's say.
Which could make sense, yeah.
Right. Where now you have 3 picks between you, 5, 6, and 7. How far back can you go where you would take any of the 7 guys who you know where at least 3 of them, 4 of them are going to be available? I could drop to 11 or 12, and I'm not...
I'm dropping. You know me. I mean, you're asking the wrong guy if you want an argument. I'm dropping because I want to pick up more picks.
1 O-lineman going to be gone probably before them?
It's going to be gone, okay, I would think.
I would think so. But maybe you're interested in him. I have 7 guys with 3 picks in front of me if 4 quarterbacks are going to be taken. I got 7 guys. I can drop back 4 spots and get 1 of my 7. And could I get a second-round pick to have somebody move from 12 to 8, 11 to 8?
I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, I can. You have to be committed to the idea that, and you might not be lying even, we could live in a world of that receiver or that receiver, that edge guy or that edge guy, or there's a third one, that edge guy. I can live in a world with Joe Walt.
Which makes sense because maybe you believe on your draft board there's not that big of a disparity between those edge rushers
corners,
or those receivers.
2 corners, 2 receivers, 3 edge guys, and an offensive lineman. That gives me a four back it up leeway where I absolutely am going to get one of the seven guys that I had said. Is that a good way to look at it?
I think it's a great way to look at it.
And I pick up another second-round pick, at least?
Because you may lose a pick, too, based on this Kirk Cousins deal. Maybe they already know that, what they're going to be losing.
Somebody moving up to eight might want a quarterback, maybe, but they also might want a receiver that they deem to be the guy that could turn our franchise. I kind of like dropping back, and I think I got four spots to play with.
Or I trade up to number one, and
I
draft Caleb Williams, and I run a two-quarterback offense.
That's not good math draft. I'm doing math draft. Please.
All right, we got to run. Braves baseball is up next. Want to thank Matt Lear and Adam Gillespie on the other side of the glass. Braves going for the sweep this afternoon in Houston. 2:10 first pitch. Ford leadoff show coming your way in about 7 minutes from now.
I got to stay?
Yeah, you can't go anyplace.
All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Cellini D'Amino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.